This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 7th. God's word to you today is, watch out. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 5, verses 9 to 10, and it says, this false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. I am trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teachings. God will judge that person, whoever it is, who has been confusing you. One of the things that you should be careful of as believers is the leaven, what you eat. In other words, it is not everybody you listen to. Not everyone who calls himself a man of God is actually a man of God. It is not everyone's sermon you should listen to. Some of such sermons can actually destroy your faith. Kenneth Hagin is an avid reader. I love reading books myself. In one of his books, Kenneth Hagin was sharing that his friend loves books just like him. So whenever he visits his friend, he sleeps in his library, trying to read as many of his friend's books as possible. On one of such visits, his friend came back from work and saw him in the library as usual. His friend told him that he wishes he had not read a particular book. "You're a strong man of God. You are so advanced in the faith. How can you say you wish you had not read a particular book?" Kenneth Hagin responded. His friend then explained that the book sowed doubts in his heart, and he was still struggling with salvation till that day. This is a man Kenneth Hagin described as well advanced in the things of God. Be careful. You are exposing yourself if you read everything out there, and you cannot afford to do that. Some people have said to me, "Pastor, there are some amazing revelations in the 6th and 7th books of Moses." My response usually would be, "I have not even finished reading the first 5, which are in the Bible, and you want to introduce me to the 6th and the 7th. The truth is, every single time you look into God's word, you get new insight, even on scriptures you haven't read through and through. My point is, we have not even exhausted the canonical scriptures. Why are you worrying yourself about what is not missing? Matthew 16, verse 6 from the Amplified Version says, Jesus said to them, "Watch out and be on your guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 17 say, "So be careful how you live. Do not live like fools, but live like those who are wise. Understand what the Lord wants you to do." As believers, there are some things that Pentecostals and Methodists, for example, will never agree on until Christ comes. But it does not mean we cannot love each other as brothers. We do not need to see eye to eye on every issue before we can work hand in hand. As long as we both agree that Jesus is Lord, accept him as Lord and Savior. Let us focus on the salvation of souls, on helping people find and know the truth. His name is Jesus. The more truth people have, the more they can recognize the error. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see as I ought to see. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.